Bezas Hashem Yisbaras, today's daf is Kuf Yud Beis in Maseches Shabbos, the 174th daf in Shas. We pick up on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis where we had left off 10 lines from the bottom. Perek Elu Ksharim is discussing the halachas of kosher. And in the first Mishnah, which we had done yesterday, we had learned that a permanent knot that is done by the professional sailors and camel drivers is an Isser D'oraisa. Our second Mishnah tells us that there are some knots that are prohibited that aren't of that stature. Yesh l'cha ksharim she'ein chayavin aleihen kikesher hagamolim u'kikesher asaponim. There are some knots that you're not chayiv min haTorah. The Gemara will flesh out that means that there'll be asr midrabanan, not of the stature of a knot that is made by a camel driver or a sailor. We will have in further sugyas that there are two features to the knot made by the camel driver. Number one, we pointed out in yesterday's Gemara that those are permanent knots, and number two, those are uniquely professional knots. The Mishnah continues, Kosheris Isha mi Pesach Chaluka, a woman is allowed, here we're talking about even permissible, to attach the strap on her clothing in a knot, v'chutei sevacha, as well as the strands to hold up a hat, those can also be made, v'shel piskia, and a large belt, u'ritzum sandal, and the straps of shoes, v'nodo siyayim v'shemem, and those straps that are used to close vats of wine and oil, u'kdeira shel batar, and there were times that they would close a pot with a meat with a knot, with a cloth. Lazman Yaakov Omrim Koshen L'Fnei HaBehema B'Shvil Shel Teser. Lazman Yaakov says that you're also allowed to tie in an animal with a knot that will prevent it from leaving. Now the Gemara points out right off the bat that the structure of our Mishnah is a little bit strange. Asks the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Let's analyze our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says there are cases that are not chayiv, the inference being that they will be asur midrabanan, and then the Mishnah immediately tells us the things that are permissible. Hagufa kasha amr yesh ksharim shein chayav lan kikesh agamalun kikesh asafanim chiyuvenu delako isur ika. There are some knots that are on rabanan v'hadir tani, and then you have the cases that are permissible. Kosher zisha mi petach haluka afilu chatchila? Question mark. How? What happened to the structure of the Mishnah? We had expected cases that are asur midrabanan. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Karma, Yesh Ksharm Shein Chayyavin Alati Kesh Hagmal Kesh Sifanim, Umaynihu Kitri Kitri Biz Mama. This line we had yesterday, which is the nose ring that is attached to the camel, there is a knot which attaches it to the camel itself, and then on the other side there is a rope, and that rope is attached to the ring, and of course, on the other side, it could be attached to a tree or anything like that to hold the camel in place. That's kitra de kitra bizmama. The kitra de kitra bistrida is the same thing, which is the knot that is attached to a ship. Chiyuva udaleka ha'isura ika. There is no chiyuv, but there is an Isser. In other words, the Mishnah is alluding to this middle category. V'yeshem atirin l'chatzilin, the son that are mutar l'chatzila, u'mayniu, that's the case of the woman's clothing. Kosheres, miftechei chaluka. Miftech chaluka, we had learned,
the Gemara asked Shita, it is pashut that when it comes to the straps, that it's not kel kayama, and therefore the halacha should be that it's mutter. Answers the Gemara, like tzricha de'islei trei dashi. We're talking about where there are two straps that are, and one of them are tied. Mal d'seim echad minayu bitulei bevatel, that since the garment could be taken on and off without undoing one of the straps, and therefore it's possible, explains Rashi, that one of the straps is going to remain tied forever. Kamash malon. The chidush of our Mishnah is that one is not considered making a kesher shel kayama, since either one can be undone. Similarly, the Gemara asks, what is the chiddush in regards to making a knot on the hat that it is mutter? the hat is taken on and off. Uti sibacha, we had said our mission is permissible. Pshita, it's pashut. Like Tzvicha says, the Gemara deravchala, that she put it on, that it was loose. And she ties it as it's loose. Ironically, because it's loose, we would think more that there's more of a reason to be mechayiv. Mount the same mishlev shalfala, I would have a hava minas and she could take it on and off. Therefore, the halacha is that it should be chayiv because it will remain. It will dishevel her here, and therefore the halacha is that it's mutter. We also learned on our mission that tying a shoe and a sandal, or ritzuas minal sandal, says the Gemara two lines above the white. Itmar, hit the ritzuas minal sandal. If one undid the strap of a shoe and a sandal, in one bright so we learned that there is a chiyuv chatas, v'tani idach patar avalasar, v'tani idach mutter lechatchila. So three different brises, three different possibilities. Chayiv, asar midrabanan, or mutter. Kasha minal aminal, kasha sandal sandal. Minal aminal lo kasha, hadik tani chayiv chatas. When did we learn that it's chayiv chatas? The ushpasi is the knot that the shoemaker makes, and that is something that's going to last for a long period of time. However, when we say patra avla aser, that's talking bidrabanan, the shoes of Rabbanan. Rashi explains a very fascinating phenomenon, and that is that the Rabbanan, when they would tie their shoes, they didn't tie their shoes well. Rather, they tied them loosely so as not to waste time of putting their shoes on and off. Hence, it was a kesher in their shoes that would last for some period of time. On the other hand, it wasn't something that lasted for forever because during rainy season or situations, Rashi explains, Divrei Maskil Midrabanan, they would untie them. Mutter lechatchila b'nei mechuza. Mutter lechatchila b'nei mechuza, who were very fastidious in their dress, and they would always open and close the knot. And since they would open and close, then those knots didn't last at all. And that's a third level of kesher, which is entirely mutter.
The Gemara continues, sandal a sandal o kasha. There's no contradiction in regards to the sandals. On the one hand, there seem to be cases that are d'oraisa, one d'rabban and one mutter. Hadik tani chayiv chatas, these are d'oraisa, b'ditayi. That's talking about Arab nomad salesmen, the katri. Ushkapi, that they are permanent knots. Since the salesmen walk a lot in their sales, they want a firm and strong tight shoe, and the knots that they make are permanent knots. Patra aval aser, when do we say patra aval aser? B'duchum rasa dekarti. Inu. We're talking about sandals that are of average people, where the people themselves tie it. Mutter lechatchila, what's an example of that? Is sandal denafik be'beit shrei, that two people share, and therefore they never tie it tight, so that the other one will be able to adjust it based on the size of his leg. In those days, they were also adjusting the size of the shoe. Kidder Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda taught, Rav Yehuda achva de Rav Sala chasida, havelei Yehuda suga de sandala. He had a certain pair of sandals. Zim nafik be yu, there were times that he used it. Zim nafik be yinuka, and sometimes he gave it to his young child to wear. Asila kameda abaye, they had a shabbos for unbaye. Amalei chay gavne mai, what would halacha be to tie these on Shabbos? Amalei chay chatas, abaye said you'd be chay v'karmen chatas. Amalei hashtapato avasuga kashali. He says, I was asking the furthest. I thought that one would be Machmir to say it's an Issa the Rabbanan. But Chayiv Chatas, Carmelit, you're saying it's a Chayiv Chatas? Abaye asked, my timer, what's the reason you're so surprised that I said that it could be an Issa the Rabbanan? So he answered, he explained to Abaye why he was surprised. Rabbi Yehuda explained why. Amalei Mishon de Bechol Nami Zim Nafkirim Be Ana Zim Nafik Be Yinuka. Because it's a never-lasting the knot. Sometimes I go out with it. Sometimes my little son goes out with it. Amalei, so Abaye conceded. Ihachi, if that's so, that people are constantly going out with it, mutter lechatchila, then you're right, it will be mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyahu have a ka'ozel, basre de Rabbi Avo, be Carmelis.
Rabbi Yirmiyah was following Rabbi Avo when he was walking in a Carmelis, which is an area that is also to carry Mizrabban, Ifsik Ritsua de Sandole, and the strap of his sandal broke. Amalei Mai Navila.
Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Abaye, what do you recommend that I should do? Amalei, so Rabbi Avo suggested, Shkol Gemi Lechi, take a moist band, Dechazi Lemaychol Behema, that is edible for an animal, Vikarach Ilave, and wrap it on top. And use this strap, not muksa, because it could be used for Maychol Behema, and use it in the place of the strap. A similar story about sandals. Abaye Havei Koi Kamei de Rav Yosef. Abaye was going in front of Yosef. Isikle Ritsua. Abaye's Ritsua broke. Amalei. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Mai Yavidle, what should I do? Amalei. Rav Yosef responded to him, Shavke, there is nothing that you could do. Leave it alone. Asks the Gemara, Mai Shammai de Rav Yirmiyah, why is in the case of Rav Yirmiyah there was a suggestion in terms of the gemi that was ro'ui la'achilas behema, hasam lo minter, hacha minter. Here, it's guarded in the case of Abaye and Rav Yosef. And instead of having to fix it, even in a manner which is not osur min haTorah, best is just to leave it there and to have it fixed after Shabbos. However, in the case of Rav Yirmiyah, they were afraid that the sandal would be lost. Asks the Gemara, what's the reason there's a problem to continue holding on to it? It's not muktzah. V'habana hu, even if it's broken, it is an object. D'ibayina fichnale mimin l'smal. He can now wear it on his left foot instead of his right foot without the strap that helps on the right foot, but is not necessary on the left foot. Amalei the commentary Rabbi Yochanan leave to Rabbi Yehuda, shmamina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yosef responds that the reason why this sandal is muktzah is because of the following diyun that Rav Yochanan had. It's going to take a couple of minutes to develop the position of Rav Yochanan, which is the reason why the sandal would be muktzah if it has no purpose. Amar leki midikam etaretz Rav Yochanan aliba de Rav Yehuda. Shema mina alacha Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yochanan followed the opinion of Rav Yehuda, which we're going to see, brings out the opinion that the sandal in our above case, also will be muktzah. Mahi, what is this? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The sandals we learned there by says, sandal shenifsiku shtei azonav. A sandal that's missing, literally, its two ears. Those are the parts of the shoe that raise above the metatarsal and the top of the leg, which are used, generally, our shoelaces go through that area, right next to the tongue. That's sometimes referred to in the shoe. O shtei tarsisiyav, or the sand that has its rings torn, the rings where the ritsuos, the straps, will go through. O shenito kol hakavshelo, or the entire sole had been torn. Tahar, the halacha is that it's tar. Now here, tar means that it loses its identity as a kli. A kli can be mekabel tuma. If it's no longer a kli because it's not a functioning shoe, then it is not mekabel tuma. What if only one part of it is torn? Achas meyoznav, o achas mitarsosiyav, o shenito rova kafshelo, tame. Then it has the status of tame. Now this is the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda slightly disagrees. Nivsika pnimis tame. If the inside is torn, then it's going to be tame. Hachitzona tar. But if the outside is torn, it's going to be tohar. It loses its identity of a sandal, and it loses its identity of a kli. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that even though theoretically you could move the shoe from right to left, as we had mentioned above in the Gemara, but once it's torn on the outside, it's going to be tahar. Now, this discussion is regards to Tumah Tahara. There is going to be a discussion of the later Rishonim whether this is applied to Hilchus Shabbos as well. V'amar ula v'itema rabba bar Rechanan Rabbi Yochanan kimachlokis linyan Tumah. This is the Rabbi Yochanan we made reference to. Just like when it comes to Tumah, kach machlokis linyan Shabbos. So too, we have the same machlokis in regards to Shabbos.
that in regards to Shabbos, we will say that it is mukta. Avololin chalitza. However, it doesn't have the same halacha in regards to chalitza, whether it qualifies as a shoe. Now, although the Gemara continues to analyze the Shita, we already now see the train of thought in the discussion between Rav Yosef and Abaye, how that relates to the above discussion. Whether something can be switched, if one side of it is torn, and you switch from right to a shoe that's used from right to left, that might not be enough for it to retain its identity as a clay tahar and retain its identity as a kli, excuse me, and retain its identity as some mukta. Now the Gemara fleshes out who Rabbi Yochanan was talking about within. Vavina bar Rabbi Yochanan aliba deman. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha will be this way for Tumah and Shabbos, not for Chalitza, who does that work according to, the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? Aliba de Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, middle Indian Tumah Manahave, it's considered still an item for Tumah. Linyan Shabbos Nami Manahave, it's also considered an item that's not Mukta for Shabbos, Avolola Chalitza, but not for Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan said we don't pass that way Chalitza. De Lav Manahu, because there it's not considered an item. Vatnan, but didn't we learn in Mishnah? Chalitza shall small be a min chalitza sekher. What's the problem to switch it to have use it on other foot? It's good enough for Shabbos and Tumah, and in chalitza the halacha is you're allowed to switch. So what's the problem? So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan was not talking within the Rabbanan. Ve'ela aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, who's talking within Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it is a problem for Shabbos and Tumah. Midlinyan Tumah lav manahu, linyan Shabbos nami lav manahu. So for Tumah, it doesn't contract Tumah. For Shabbos, it's considered mukta. Avolola chalitza, but for chalitza, it would be acceptable. The manahu, that's considered an item. Why? Amar damrina, chalitza chalitza shepa small, bimin chalitza sekshera, that we learned that you could take a left shoe and use it on the right. Hecha to la milse manahu, that's called an item. If for other things it's not considered a shoe, how could you turn it into a shoe, dafka, for chalitza? Damar of Yehuda, nifsika hachitzona tar, alma lav manu. We see that's not considered an item. Answers the Gemara, la'olam aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, ema. V'chein l'chalitza. Really, we're following Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a mana for Toma. It's not a mana for Shaz, therefore Muktza. And it's not a mana for Chalitza as well. V'chein l'chalitza. Not that the halacha would be different for Chalitza. No, the halacha is the same. V'hakam ashmalon. And the chidush over here is d'chir min chalitza shel small b'shel yamin chalitza sekshera. That you could use a shoe that was supposed to be for the left on the right. Hacha, that's only if Tilamil say manu, only if it has the status of a kli. Aval turning to kufu beis and the beis. Aval hacha lemil se las manu. Here it's not considered a kli. So now ultimately we fleshed out the position that says that if it is torn on the outside, then in such a case it is mukta. And that is why Rav Yosef had told Abaye that the sandal is going to be mukta when it was broken. Asks the Gemara, two lines on top, and kuf you bezem and bezem. Mi am Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Do Rabbi Yochanan say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? V'am Rabbi Yochanan halach is stam mishnah. That Rabbi Yochanan says we follow a stam mishnah. And the mishnah in Kalim says, utnan sandal shnit mi'oznov v'tikna, if a sandal has been broken and one of its sides next to the tongue had been torn, and then it was fixed, tamei medris. Then in such a case, it contracts tamei medris. If the fellow who is wearing it is a zav, and he wore it before it was torn, it was then torn and fixed, the original tamei medris remains. My lav, lo shna pnimis v'lo shna chitzonis. Can one assume that there's no difference whether it was torn on the inside or torn on the outside? And the reason why it's still going to be tame is because it always had functional use. Says the Gemara, loy, pnimis dafka. The Mishnah in Kalim is talking about only where it was torn on the inside, where it's still wearable. Aval chitzona mai tohar. But on the outside, if it was torn, it'll be tar. Asks the Gemara, is that really so? Yihachi had the tani nisika shnia v'tikna tar min ha-medris. Avol tamei maga medris.
The Mishnah goes on and says that if a second side was torn, and then is no longer tamei medris, it happens to still be tamei for maga medris, because it has some purposes, as Rashi explains. But what's critical over here is, in the Shaklavatari of our Gemara, is that the Mishnah itself goes on to differentiate between Nifsika Echad and Nifsika Shnia. Now, if the Mishnah already differentiated between Nifsika Echad and Nifsika Shnia, there's something else to differentiate between. And that is, we just said that there's a difference between Nifsika Pnimis and Nifsika Chitzona. Nifsika Bedida, you should also differentiate Bamedvar Mush Nifsika Pnimis. Avol Chitzona Tar, that if it was torn on the outside, that halacha is that it's going to be tahor. Rav Yitzchak defends with the following ukimta, the following explanation of that Mishnah in Kalim. I'm Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef, Tehei Mishnah, saying we want to resuscitate our Mishnah of Medrash that should be consistent with the Psak that we had of Rabbi Yehuda, and we would differentiate between Chitzona and Pnimis, and the Mishnah makes no mention of it, whether one is torn or two are torn. B'sandol sheyesh la arba oznayim v'arba tarsiyosim shelo lishbar dvarav shel Rabbi Yochanan. In both cases where it was torn, if we say that the foot had four parts that were coming out and four areas tarsiyosim where the straps are attached, we could say that those things that were torn, where we had spoken about Rishona and Shnia being torn, both cases were Chitzonis. And since both cases were Chitzonis, so then we could say it still follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says Nifsecha Chitzonis is going to be tar. Gemara continues, Ki asa Ravin Amar Rav Chanan Barab Amar Rav Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. He quoted that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein halach Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan reported the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, Mi am Rabbi Yochanan hachi? V'hamid it metaretz Rabbi Yochanan liba de Rabbi Yehuda? Shmaim nek Rabbi Yehuda swirle. We just saw that Rabbi Yochanan gave an explanation according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Nifsiku ha-pnimis is tamei, Nifsiku ha-chitzonis is going to be tahar. Rabbi Yehuda swirle. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Shmaim nek Rabbi Yehuda Svila. It seems like old like Rabbi Yehuda. And to the Gemara, Amuroyim ninu v'aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. There was a machlokis amongst the Amuroyim who Rabbi Yochanan had followed. And there is an opinion, as we had originally suggested in the Gemara, that says that once it is torn, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to be nifsika hachitzonis, then halacha is that it's tar and it's not a usable object. We put a big period. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is quoted in Brach on Mim Aleph. It is also found in Kalim in Perek Yud Zayin. Kol Bale Batim Shi'uran Kiri Monim. In regards to wooden utensils, it's considered a utensil as long as the hole is smaller than the size of a pomegranate. By Rabbi Chizkia, Nikev Kimotzi Zayis V'Sasmo. What if it had the hole the size of an olive, which would still have the status of utensil? It was then closed off. V'Chazav Nikev Kimotzi Zayis V'Sasmo. Ache Shlima Lemotzi Rimon. Finally, it reached the size of the Rimon that each time there was another hole next to the patch, and ultimately you needed to patch up more than a Rimon. Rabbi Chizkia's Shaila is the following. When it comes to the status of the utensil, on the one hand, it's been patched and never had a hole larger than the rimon. On the other hand, you now have a patch that's greater than a rimon. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Shanisa Lanu. We learned the answer to this question, and the reason why the Gemara brought this question is because we now go back to our case of sandal. Sandal shenivsika achas meyazna v'tikna tamei medris. That a sandal, that one part of it comes undone and it's fixed, it doesn't lose its status of a utensil, and if it was tamei beforehand, it still is tamei medris.
Nivzik Ashnia, the second side is broken, Vitikna, and then you fix it. So it turns out you fix both sides. Now, if both of the sides have been torn in such a case, then it loses its identity, as Rabbi Yochanan had explained earlier. And therefore, even though at each time that it was fixed and it was torn, it was never torn on both sides, that it should lose its identity of utensil. But now, altogether, it's been fixed an amount that, if broken at once, would be enough to cause it to lose its status as a utensil. So for that reason, it's tar min an medris. I'll talk about magen medris. And you'll ask, Maishna Rishona da kaima. When the first side tore, then that it's then it retains its original status of tame because the other side was around. Shnia nami, the second side also mitakna Rishona. The first one had already been fixed. Va'amrit lon ala, and we learned that the reason why it loses its status of a utensil and therefore becomes tar is because panim chadashas balakan, it's now a new shoe. Hachanami, here too, when it comes to wooden utensil, we will say panim chadashas balakan, it becomes a new utensil, and therefore if it's a kliyetz that was once tameh, it is now tahar. Kari aleha, Reb Chizkiya was so inspired, Reb Yochanan's beautiful ideas from these mishnayis, les din bar inish, you are not human. Others say kagon dan barinish. Others say this is called a human being. A human being who spends his time refining his thoughts according to Das Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's a pure human being. Amar Bizeira, Amar Rava Barzimuna, Imri Shonim B'nei Melachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. If the first, those who were first, were the children of kings, then we are the children of men. In other words, the generations have gone down. V'imri shonim b'nei anashim, and if the original generation are children of men, anu kechamarim, we're only like donkeys. V'lo kechanina ben dosa, not like the donkey of Chanina ben dosa, that the Gemara describes, was stolen and didn't want to eat from those who had stolen him. Untithed fruit, v'shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and neither the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair that the Gemara in Chulin describes did not want to eat food that wasn't tithed. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's Chulin Navzayin. Excuse me, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is Chulin Navzayin, Chanina ben Dosa is Tainis Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Elo Kishar Chamorim, but we're like the regular donkeys. This is an important expression, one of these Daf Yomi bonuses. Im Rishonim b'nei melachim anu b'nei anashim. Im Rishonim b'nei anashim anu kechamorim. And this is all in the praise of Yonan's intense analysis, I would call this an intense Daf, of the status of items, both in Muktza, in Tumah v'Tahara, and in Chalitza, when they were fixed, then broken, then fixed again, then broken again, as we went through in the Shaklataria of our Gemara. Our Mishnah had told us, V'nodos Yayin V'shemen, on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, that if there were pots that were tied on the top, so then one would, it's mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara takes that as a Dover Pashut, that a simple tie is not the Yisra of Kosher. Pshita is Pashut, Lo Tzricha De Isle Tarti Oni. The Gemara answers that the Chiddush over here is that the way in which that was closed is that the pot has special ears. In other words, things that are protruding and you stick the object, the cloth inside of it to tie it, and then mao the same, I would think that since you do it on two sides, that one of them is going to become batel, because in order to open up you only need one of them. And therefore it resembles the kesher shel kayama kamash malan. The chiddush is that since you're tying even two knots that are not meant to be lasting, so even if one of them might last for a while, nevertheless, that will not constitute the Isser of Kosher. Bezer Hashem, we will stop our daf in Gemara Rashi over here, and Bezer Hashem, go on to the Halacha section.
Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Yud Beis is an extension of a Dvar Halacha that we elaborate upon in detail in the third perek in discussing the halachos of Muktza. However, we did not elaborate how it relates to the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, our Daf in Masecha Shabbos, and it is a profound and important machlokis, so I would like to flesh it out from our Gemara again. There is a big machlokis, a world machlokis, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, whether a Dover HaMuktzah is moved by one's leg on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, points out that even though the halachi is that one is not allowed to be metalto muktzah directly, nevertheless, there is one instance where one is allowed to move a dover hamuktzah, and that is if one is metalto muktzah begufo. And that means, as the Bar Halacha describes in Simon Reish Samach Vov, Sif Yugimel Dibar Maschil Pen, that if a person has a wallet that he left on the floor, he is allowed to kick it to a corner where it was seen, and in general, muktzah can be moved, according to the Mishnah Berurah, with one's body. As we discussed, the Chazon Ish strongly disagrees. In Simen Mem Zayin Sifkaten Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and we've elaborated a lot on the Sheet and the Chazon Ish, both in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, as well as in the Hilchos Muktzah Shiurim in the Grus Kolo, we saw, and we repeat again from the beginning, Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, and he holds that there is no difference between moving with one's leg or moving with one's hand. And the fact that Chazal allow what is referred to tiltul min hatzad does not mean that it is mutter to move directly with one's body. In fact, we're going to have later on the Gemara describing someone being able to go to sleep on straw, and the straw being moved from his body, by his body. So the Chazon Ish says, there the individual is not intentionally moving the straw with the body. He's laying down, and memela the straw is being moved. However, if his focus, his objective, his intention, by using his gross motor skills, is to move the object, then it doesn't matter whether he's moving it with his foot or he's moving it with his hand. This is a very large halacha l'maisa machlokis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. In fact, in the halacha from the Daily Daf, where we discussed this machlokis, we even discussed our discussion with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita on this topic. However, now let us, for the first time, see how the Chazon Ish brings a raya from our Gemara and the response of our Rebbe's Rebbe to the Chazon Ish on this Gemara. Our Gemara had told us that Abaye was standing in front of Rav Yosef in the Chazon, and his strap of his shoe had been broken, and Rav Yosef said, "You can't do anything." Asks the Chazon Ish, "What do you mean that he's stuck? What do you mean you can't do anything? Why doesn't he just continue wearing the sandal on his foot, and there's no problem for him to move it with his foot?" The fact that we said that if the sandal is muktzah, you can no longer move it with your foot, shows us that the Mishnah Berurah is incorrect, says the Chazon Ish, in saying that one can be metaltel begufa. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah is not the first one to say it. In the Urim, we show that this is a sheet of the Magen Avram as well. Lechura, this is a bomb kasha on the sheet of the Magen Avram, as the Chazon Ish asks in Simin Mem Zayin Sivkoton Yud Gimel. However, as the beauty of Melchamta Shel Torah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, as quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as well as in the Tshuvas itself, in Mincha Shlomo, Shalos Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simin Yudalid, responded beautifully in kind, where Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a beautiful teretz. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when did the Gemara prohibits one to be metaltal with one's foot, when it is not the normal way for one to camp with one's foot. To use that object with one's foot, you don't move a wallet around normally with your foot. You use it by putting it in your hand, by putting it in your pocket. But people don't transport wallets on their feet. There's one exception. A shoe or a sandal, that's the derech to be metaltalit. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham were not saying that you can move everything with your foot. Rather, you can move everything with a foot, provided by the fact that it's not the normal way to be metaltal. Once you're being metaltal in the abnormal way, so then in such a case, it would be permissible. However, our Gemara was talking about the sandal of the Shas Muktza, and it can't be transported because that's it there. What a beautiful defense by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. It is for this reason Rav Neman Sal adds beautifully in his Ha'aris to the Mishnah Berurah on that Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Gimel that if a soccer ball would be Muktza on Shabbos, then in such a case, even the Mishnah Berurah would agree you can't kick it. Why? Beautifully. Based on what our Rebbe's Rebbe said, what Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, that when it comes to the heter of Tiltal Begufo, that's only when it's not the derech. The normal way to transport a soccer ball is to kick it. Hence, in instances where the soccer ball is muktza, some claim that balls are always muktza, others disagree, but in an instance, Rav Neman Sal's Lashon is, imhu muktza, if it would be muktza, so then, in such a case, the halacha would be that one would not allow to kick it, even though the Mishnah Berurah said it mutter, because the soccer ball will not be like the sandal in the Gemara on Kuf Yud. This concludes the beautiful yesod of Hilchos Muktzah of Tiltal Begufo as emerges from our beautiful Gemara.